time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men who run our civil service. And not only the men, but the women too, that great army of secretaries and typists whose efficiency, character, and sturdy independence prove that the modern woman will not be dictated to at anything more than 50 words a minute. Two such women are those twin pillars of the General Assistance Department, April Adams and Mildred Murfin. Just back from holiday, Mildred is anxious to catch up quickly on the most important business of the office.
I say, April, have they done the draw for the club ping pong?
No, I don't think so, Mildred. There's a lot of stuff waiting on your desk.
Oh, good. Did they all like my postcards?
Yes. Though I think Mr. Lamb preferred loudmouth on sea from the groin looking west.
Oh.
He felt that its bottoms up at loudmouth rather let down the tone of the department.
Oh, isn't he an old fusspot? Is he in our office?
No, he's in there with H.J. We've got a new job.
Oh, what's that?
It's come down from the Home Office. We're responsible for screening all personnel working at the new Millside Atomic Research Works. But now the work's been classified as top secret. Everyone's got to live on the site. They've all got to fill in applications, and we're going to issue permits.
Oh, how dull.
Well, it isn't for Mr. Lamb and H.J. They're having a marvellous time concocting the application form. Now, you'd better get along to your office and see if Mr. Lamb's left you anything to do.
Oh, my word, isn't it exciting? The first time we've actually had to make up a form of our own. What should we ask? Name, address,
so.
Height,
why not?
Weight, colour of eyes, colour of nose.
Yes, that's a good one.
Religion. Birthmarks.
Sex.
Number of... What?
Sex, of course.
I say we can't be as personal as that, can we?
Don't be silly, too. You've got to ask them whether they're Mr., Mrs. or Miss, haven't you?
Oh, that kind of sex.
Of course.
Yes, of course, I'll put it in. Then there's state of health. Let me see. Have you ever suffered from fits, starts, screaming or galloping panic?
Now, the main thing, too, is the person's nationality. Sir Gregory stressed that only people who are British by birth can live on this site.
Yes, of course. State nationality. That looks rather good under the address bit.
The fellow might be naturalised. Better put place of birth and nationality of father. That'll carry it up properly.
Yes, and it makes two questions instead of one.
Yes.
Oh, we are getting on well. Now then, what else is there? Have you a criminal record? Oh, that'll shake them. I'm just beginning to warm up. A state where they're still using own teeth.
What about some do's and don'ts? I think it's a good thing to have some do's and don'ts, you know. I always think a few of those help to keep the public in their place.
Good idea. How about write clearly, not in pencil?
Yes. Do not conceal facts. Do not conceal information. In fact, do not conceal anything.
False information, punishable by a fine of, a fine of £500?
£500 or 6 months imprisonment.
Or both?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, do not write on more than two sides of the paper.
That'll fox them, yeah.
Jolly good. Just a few more questions and we can spread to three pages.
Very good, very good. When you finish, do get the form duplicated, will you, and send down to the works. Tell them everyone who wants to live on the site must fill one in and send it back to us.
Right you are, one. Do you wear pyjamas or nightshirt? Can you ride a bicycle?
Oh, it's a lovely holiday camp, Mr. Lamb. You can sit in the restaurant and watch all the people swimming underwater. You don't have to see some funny things.
Mildred, I'm sure you do, but isn't it time you stopped telling us about that holiday? You've been back at the office 10 days now.
9 days, 6 hours and 36 minutes.
Well, it's time you settle down to work and let me do the same.
Oh, two. I'm just off to lunch now. I'll be back about 3 o'clock.
About 3 o'clock?
Yes, I shan't be late today. I'm lunching with my wife. A weekly shopping trip, you know.
Yeah, before you go, one, we've got all the Millside application forms.
Millside? Oh, yes, Atomic Research Place. Good, good. Any snags?
No, most of the applications seem quite straightforward.
Good.
British citizens, no suspect political affiliations, clean about the house. There's just these two here.
Over there, let me see. Vladimir Fred Bimbo. Vladimir Fred Bimbo. Well, he can't be British, can he?
Well, the Fred sounds all right,
yes,
but the rest is a bit suspicious.
Certainly is, yes. What's he do? Ah, look, this is fishy. No entry under profession, you see. Uh-huh. Probably a bit shifty, like most of these foreigners. Why should he want to live on the site anyway if he hasn't got a job?
Well, it seems he wants to be with his mother. You see, these two applications came in together.
Emily Maud Gladys Bimbo, Mrs. Profession, tea lady.
Yes. As you see, she married a Transylvanian called Stanislaus Bimbo. Now divorced, but Stanislaus. She was born in Southport.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
It's very nice on a sunny day, you know, they get a bit of rain during the...
No, don't be silly. I mean, if Mrs. Bimbo was born in Southport and retained her nationality, she's British. She can have her permit, all right?
Oh, I'm so glad about that. But what about this fellow Vladimir, her son? He wants to live there with her, apparently.
I'm sure he does, but he can't. He's an alien. I think we know the type, don't we? All hair oil and moustaches and living off his mother.
Well, to be fair, one, we can't be sure of that.
The rules say only British subjects can enter this area. And this Bimbo fellow was born in Transylvania, son of a Transylvanian father. That makes him a foreigner. Poor devil. So he can't have a permit? Write and tell him so, will you?
Oh, very good, one.
Oh, April, have you heard the news? Is it true that this efficiency expert's coming round to give us all the sack?
Not quite, Mildred. Mr. Cromwell's going round all the departments studying efficiency and redundancy and reporting back to the minister.
Well, I think it's a wicked liberty. I've heard about him from my friend in the War Office. They call him Old Frankenstein.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Well, I shouldn't let Mr. H.J. hear you speak like that about a senior official.
Hello, April. I hear Old Frankenstein's coming here on Monday.
Mr. Cromwell, yes, sir.
Mr. Lamb will call a tactical conference this afternoon.
Yes, sir. He's waiting in your office at the moment.
Oh, is he? Thank you, yes. Morning, too. You look worried. I suppose it's this efficiency fellow. I hear he blew him up at the Ministry of Defence.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes, I'm worried, and no, it's not specially about this efficiency chap.
I see.
Actually, it's that Bimbo business.
Oh, dear, they've been playing in the washroom again.
Yeah. Not Bingo, Bimbo.
that fellow
we had to refuse a permit for Millside. I've had a pretty angry letter.
I remember, foreign fellow, wasn't he? He's written in, has he?
Well, actually, the letter's from his mother.
Is it? Gets her to fight his battles for him, does he? Isn't that typical?
No, she says he can't read or write.
Oh, illiterate, by Jove. Seems thoroughly undesirable in every way.
Anyway, his mother's pretty cross about it. She says she's doing teas for the whole firm and they're providing her with a flat. She doesn't see why she can't have Vladimir there with her.
We explained why, didn't we? What did you say in your letter?
I said we had nothing against her son or against Transylvania.
That's right.
It's just that he's technically not British and not eligible for a permit.
No.
I said, if we make an exception for him, what could we do with all the other applications?
Good. What was her reply to that?
Well, I hardly like to... it's written down in the letter here.
Well, that kind of attitude won't help her at all. Look, too, we haven't got time to bandy words with this woman. You've got to make sure everything's organized for the efficiency expert on Monday. Just write her a final letter saying aliens aren't allowed in Millside and that's that.
Well, right you are, one.
Two, you've still got that anxious look of yours. Like a turkey at the end of November.
Oh. Have I? Well, to tell the truth, I woke up last night very worried about that application form.
Oh, poor.
I had a feeling we'd left out some rather important question, but I couldn't think what it was.
Nonsense, too. We asked everything we decently could and one or two things we decently couldn't. Once that letter's off, the whole thing's done with. Now, we've got to remember that efficiency devil can arrive any time this afternoon. Are you quite sure we're ready for him?
Well, let's just go through it, Van.
Yes.
Both our secretaries look busy.
Good.
Mine's typing letters to yours, and yours is typing letters to mine.
That's fine. Excellent, excellent. How about the in trays and the out trays?
All absolutely chock-a-block with memos.
Good gracious, what are they all about?
Well, actually, only the top and bottom are really memos.
I see.
One's in the middle of blank, but no one can tell.
Good, good, good. Now, you stay in here, and when he arrives, remember, we're in conference on the Millside scheme.
Yes.
Got plenty of papers lying about, have we?
I've got a couple of maps and this old graph.
What does the graph show?
As far as I can recall, it's the number of farm labourers owning their own pitchforks.
Oh. I remember. Job we did for the Ministry of Defence, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. There again. Nobody will know the difference.
Look, busy. That's probably him now.
Yes.
Yes, April?
A visitor for you, sir. A Mrs. Bimbo.
What?
She says... Just a minute, Mrs. Bimbo. Look out, she's coming in.
Oh, what?
So,
oh.
You're the devils,
well,
are you?
Excuse me, no, don't
you're
come in,
the
madam.
Fiends who want to keep what? Mother and
Fiend?
Son apart.
Oh, my goodness,
Sue, what is it? What is all this?
Pretends he don't know, shameless hypocrite.
I rather think this is the tea lady from the Millside Works.
Oh, my goodness.
You remember, we couldn't let her son have an entry permit.
Yes, I remember.
I'm terribly sorry, madam, but you can't come bursting in here, you
but
know.
But I have come bursting in here.
Yes, that's a point.
Now, leave this to me, too. Look, madam, your son was refused a permit because technically he's an alien. I wish there was something we could do to help you, but you see, there isn't.
If wishes was horses, you wouldn't make them drink. I'll tell you this. I've come here to have it out, and I've brought my son Vladimir with me.
Oh, have you? Well, he needn't think it's any use trying violence. I know these foreign brutes. Where is he?
Where is he? He's here, of course.
Oh, good. Gracious me. Look, Sue, what have we got? We can't have...
Do you mean to say this is Vladimir? I've just realized the one question we left off the application form.
What was that?
Age of applicants.
Oh, my. Mrs. Bingo, my dear Mrs. Bingo, this alters the whole picture. We didn't know Vladimir was only a baby. He can't be more than, how old would you say he was, too?
He's just the 14 months.
Well, I don't think he'd be as old as that.
Look here, I know how old he is. I'm his mother.
Of course, and very proud mother you must be, Mrs. Bingo. And now I think you ought to take him home and tuck him...
That's the old point. I can't take him home. My home's at Millside, and you say he can't live there.
But of course he can live there, child. His age doesn't need a permit. The very idea. Do you ever hear anything so foolish, too?
There was that trouble with the Board of Trade about those...
Yes, that'll do, too. You're not expected to answer those questions. Now, off you go, Mrs. Bingo. Don't worry any more about it. There's no problem at all.
Oh, no. You don't fob me off so easy.
Fob
me Once off. I'm out of here, you're going to change your tune. I come here to get a certificate, and a certificate is what I mean to have.
Mrs. Bimbo, as my colleague said, Vladimir doesn't need a permit.
Yes, but I want him to have one.
But we couldn't give him one anyway. All the forms have gone back to stationery.
Oh, yes, I've heard that kind of talk before. It's just a trick to get rid of me.
Hello.
I want a permit made out in my boy's name.
But my good woman, surely you can...
I am not your good woman.
Well, you know your private life better than I do.
Now, look here. If you won't let me look after the child, you can look after him. Because I'm leaving him
here. That seems a... What?
Mrs.
I'm leaving the child here until I get his permit through the post. And if I don't get the permit, you can keep him. So I'm off. I've got business to do, even if you have.
I say, stop her. You, stop her.
Oh, too late. She's gone. Oh, my goodness. What on earth are we going to do?
Well, I don't know about you. You can do what you like. I'm going home.
But you can't go home. Cromwell will be here at any minute.
Oh, my goodness, the efficiency expert.
Yes. Oh, this is terrible, man. What on earth is he going to say when he discovers a baby in the office?
Yes, oh, dear, oh, dear.
And a foreign baby at that.
Ugly situation. Ugly baby, too, come to that. Oh, shut up. I suppose we could tell him the whole story. After all, it's not our fault. It's a mad woman.
But don't you see, it is our fault. If we hadn't left the age bit off the application form, this would never have happened.
No, I know.
Cromwell will cut us to pieces.
Cut us to pieces, yes, I know he will. Well, think. How can we get rid of the baby before he gets here?
Oh, dear. We could address him to the Ministry of Health, pop him in the out tray and see what happens when the mailman...
I don't really think that would work. Try again.
Well, whatever we do, it's got to be done quickly. Oh, sounds as if he's all set to scream the place down.
Well, I think you can leave that side of it to me. Fortunately, I have a way with children, you know. You just wait to the... Yeah, there. You just go to sleep, baby pies, baby sleepy pies. Go to sleepy, baby pies. Oh, look. Well, the fella doesn't understand English. I'm sorry. For heaven's sake, get my secretary in. Thank goodness. Here you are, April.
Is everything
April.
All right, sir?
No, obviously it isn't, my dear. That dreadful woman... Oh, the little swine. That dreadful woman's left the baby here. Can you get it quiet?
Oh, yes. There, don't cry. It'll be all right. Oh. Come along now.
There's the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, answer it, will you? Everything at once. Oh. Answer it, too.
Hello, General Assistance Department.
Is my husband there?
Oh, who's that?
This is his wife.
Oh, yes, of course. It's for you, your wife.
Yes, thank you. Hello, Penelope. Nice to hear from you.
Roland, I want to remind you to get away early this evening. You know we're having the vicar for dinner.
Having what for... Oh, the vicar, yes, yes, yes. Doesn't look as if there's a lot on him, but I expect he'll be all right.
I'm still in town doing some shopping, and I thought you could meet me at the station. Then we could... What is that noise?
The noise? I can't... Oh, yes, that's nothing to worry about, dear. I'll explain later. Yes.
But I want you to explain now.
Explain now, yes. Well, the thing is, I've had this baby in the office, you see.
You've had what?
Well, I've had this baby in my office. Well, actually, my secretary has it, but I'm responsible. I'm not sure what to do about it. It's making such a dreadful noise.
Roland, what are you talking about? What on earth is going on there?
Well, it was all due to a stupid mistake, Penelope. Look, Penelope, I'll meet you at the station 5 o'clock. You'll hear all about it then. Can't stop now. See you later, dear. Oh, for heaven's sake, can't we do something to keep that infant quiet?
I think perhaps he's hungry.
Well, give him something to eat, then.
Good idea. I've got some cheese sandwiches left. They won't have dried up too much.
I'm afraid he can't eat solids, Mr. Lamb.
Well, there's a bottle of stout in the first aid cupboard.
I don't think that's quite suitable either. Look, I'll get Mildred to boil him some milk in the caretaker's kitchen.
Yeah, but how are we going to explain him away when Cromwell gets here? Even with staff problems as they are, he'll never believe he's the office junior.
Why not just tell him the whole story?
We've been through that, Miss Adams. He'd find out about our missing up the permit application.
Apart from which, I can't think Mr. Cromwell approves the use of government offices as nurseries for screaming infants.
To put it briefly, Cromwell will have our heads off.
Look out! Somebody's coming down the passage. Oh, I think it's old Frankenstein.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Don't panic, too. We've got to think quickly. April, you and Mildred go and stall Cromwell in the outer office.
All right. We should be able to give you a minute.
Yes.
Come along, Mildred.
Righto.
Mildred, you nip out before Cromwell sees you and boil some milk for that baby. Yes. We must get back in there and feed it as soon as we can.
All right, April.
Oh, I've got to give them a minute. Now, I know. Where's that big vase of flowers? Here we are. Just take it over by the door. Wait patiently a moment and...
Good afternoon. I'm from the Minister's New Efficiency Committee.
Oh, dear. Have I spilt my vase of flowers all over you?
All the clumsy stupidity.
Oh, dear. You must blame yourself. It's just that you opened the door, you see.
Is there some other way to come through it?
I am sorry. Still, I expect your clothes will soon dry.
A damn left shoe's full of water.
What a shame. Here, sit down. I'll take it off.
Oh, confound it. Oh, all right.
There we are. Now, I'll put your shoe on the window ledge. It'll soon dry in the sun, and then you could... Oh.
Now, what's it? What the devil's happening now?
It seems to have fallen out of the window.
Oh.
It's all right. It didn't hit anyone.
Now, I'm here to check on the efficiency of this department, and what I've seen so far certainly doesn't impress me.
I am sorry, Mr. Cromwell. Still, if you nip down quickly, you should be able to get it, all right? It spiked on one of the railings.
I shall certainly not nip down. Send your office junior down to fetch it. I'm going to see your departmental number one. What's his name? Hamilton Jones? This his door?
Oh, yes, but I wouldn't go in just now.
Why not? Is there something I shouldn't see? Oh. Stop this taradiddle, young woman, or there'll be at least one redundancy report when I leave.
Very good, sir. Mr. Hamilton Jones, Mr. Cromwell is here to see you.
What? Oh, is he? Yes, right. Well done, April, thank you. Ask him to come in, please.
Would you go in now, Mr. Cromwell?
About time. Lord knows what mammoth inefficiencies I shall find in here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm studying office efficiency throughout the departments.
Of course, you're old Frankenstein. I beg your pardon. Mr. Cromwell, how do you do, Mr. Dear me, is it raining outside?
No, it is not. Your secretary threw a vase of water over me.
No.
Then dropped my shoe out of the window.
I don't believe. Oh, did she really? What a shame. I beg your pardon. Never mind. Nice to see you. My name's Hamilton Jones. This is my assistant.
Yes. I've studied your staff list.
Yes.
My committee's decided we must cut introductions and other social chit-chat to a minimum.
I see.
Waste time.
Waste time, does it? Yes, quite right. Very kind of you to call and let us know what your committee's decided, Mr. Cromwell. Now, we mustn't detain you. I'm sure you've got a lot of people to see. You really ought to get out of these damp clothes. You know, anything might happen. Goodbye and thank you.
Damn it, I've only just got here. I'm supposed to have a good look at this place and report any irregularities to the minister.
Irregularities, I see. Are you?
Now, first of all, I want to find out what goes on. Could you give me a breakdown?
A breakdown? Yes, I just think it's quite possible. Unless, look, why don't you come back tomorrow?
Come back tomorrow. Why should I come back tomorrow?
This tulip may be out. It'd be a blaze of colour then.
My committee doesn't approve of flowers in offices.
Oh.
Distraction. Waste time. Got a picture on the wall, too, I
see. Yes, rather nice, isn't it?
Yes, another distraction, isn't it? We believe a picture on the wall conceals the desire to escape.
Oh. This one conceals something the army wrote up during the war.
Sure. Your in trays and out trays are very full, I notice.
Oh, naturally. We're working under very high pressure at the moment. Lots of memos and correspondence.
Bad thing. Too much paper clogs the machine.
Oh.
We're telling departments to send less memos.
I see.
Thank you so much for the tip, and now I expect you want to be off because you...
For goodness sake, why do you keep trying to get rid of me? Yeah. There's still a great deal I have to see.
Is that... Yes, of course. Two, of course. There's a great deal our visitor has to see. There's the outer office, and there's the new executive men's room across the passage. Oh, you must
see that. I wish, first of all, to see your filing system.
Filing system.
The council has some new ideas on filing.
Well, they can't.
They have indeed. I see that you have one of those big three-drawer filing cabinets.
Is that what you call it?
You won't mind if I look inside?
Better if you didn't. You know, awful waste of time for you. It's only routine stuff.
Yeah, very dull.
In fact,
I think it's probably locked.
I hope it's locked.
If it isn't, it certainly ought to be.
Mm. Top drawer isn't.
We didn't realize you'd want to look in there.
Oh, evidently. Top drawer is full of bottles.
Bottles? Oh, is it really? Well, they must be left over from the last office party. Christmas, you know. Came at the end of December last year, if I remember right.
Really? Now we come to the second drawer. Golf balls.
Is that what they're called?
Dartboard.
Yeah.
Darts. Yeah. Yo-yo.
Don't be personal.
Samples of British culture. A survey we're doing for the arts.
Just samples or routine, you see, just like we told you.
Really? Then let us look into the bottom drawer. This is fantastic. What is this baby doing in your bottom drawer?
Actually, he was sleeping until you opened it.
Well, Mr. Cromwell, I think you've seen everything.
I mean, why is this baby here?
Ah, I thought you might ask that. Two, Mr. Cromwell wants to know why the baby's here.
Indeed, I do.
He does, does he?
Yes.
Well, that's what he said.
Well, it's the best place to keep him, really.
Of course it is.
He gets a bit of air through the back,
through the back,
and he can rest his head on those hand towels, small-size, government-issue civil servants for the use of.
But whose is he? Is he yours?
Yes. I'm a bachelor, Mr. Cromwell.
Yeah?
He belongs to Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't he?
Does he belong to me?
Yes.
Well, of course he does, yeah. That's why I keep him in my filing cabinet. I knew there was a reason. Yeah.
You keep him in your filing cabinet?
Yes, didn't you see him?
What, all day?
Did you say all day? Well, no, not all day. Very seldom, as a matter of fact.
Just while his wife's shopping,
while
you see.
Shopping, yes.
Mrs. Hamilton Jones,
Mrs.
that
Hamilton
is.
Jones.
She's up in town today, and she's left the baby here, and she'll collect him later.
I see.
Do you, I'm surprised. Of that. Thank you. Good. Of course, this may not coincide with your ideas of office efficiency, Mr. Cromwell, but the point
is... I think it's a splendid idea.
Yes, I was afraid you'd say... What did you say?
A helping hand for your wife, eh? Well, my committee believes a happy family life is an essential background for the efficient executive.
Do they?
Yes, if you can look after the baby for a short time without disrupting your work, splendid.
Oh, splendid. Do you hear that, too? Mr. Cromwell says it's splendid.
Well, that's absolutely... splendid.
Well, so this is your boy.
Yes, my boy.
Dad, yes, indeed. Yes, he's very like you, isn't he? Yes, great resemblance. Remarkable.
It's very remarkable. I'm glad you think so.
What's his name?
What's his name now? I can't remember. What is
his name?
Vladimir.
Oh, yes, Vladimir.
How very unusual.
Unusual, yes, I suppose.
Vladimir Hamilton Jones.
Yes, that's my wife. She chose the name. She's a great one for improving East-West relations.
Oh, is she? Good. Yes. Well, we say behind every able administrator, there's an able woman.
Quite right, yes. She would be pleased to hear you say that.
Well, she will. I'm looking forward to meeting her. What time will she be here?
What time will she... What did you say?
When is she collecting the baby? I'll wait to meet her.
Oh. You'll wait? Oh, good gracious. Wife, good gracious, no, Mr. Cromwell, don't do that.
Mrs. Hamilton Jones may not be here till quite late.
Not at Cromwell.
Well, never mind. I've got all afternoon, and I still have a lot to ask you. We believe top men's wives are important. There. Did you have a nasty shock when the nasty, wasty man opened the drawer, eh?
Yes, I did, rather.
What's happening? Old Frankenstein's been in there for 2 hours.
Yes, I just slipped out for help.
What about the baby?
We had it hidden, but he found it in 5 minutes.
Oh, I suppose he did his super efficient nuts.
No, quite the reverse. Says he loves children. Insisted on staying to meet its mother.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
So he knows about the clanger?
No, we told him it's H.J.'s baby left here while his wife's shopping.
Oh, marvellous.
It isn't marvellous. If we don't produce Mrs. H.J. soon, he's going to smell a rat.
But there's no way of reaching her. And if you did, she wouldn't know about...
Yes, I realise all that. I came out to see if you would pretend to be Mrs. H.J.
Oh, but Cromwell saw me when he came in.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, well, it seemed a good idea. I'd better go back and help H.J. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Oh, dear, that poor baby. I'd better tell Mildred to warm its milk again. Mildred, wait a minute. That's an idea.
And tell me this. How do you approach your projects?
I beg your pardon?
Well, blanket departmental effort or objective analysis and multi-level delegation?
Bit of both, I'd say. Bit of both, wouldn't you say, too?
Yeah, I should say a bit of both.
Yes, a bit of both.
A bit of both.
That seems to be the answer. Yes.
Oh, dear, the little chap's getting restive. Your wife's a bit late, isn't she?
Well, you know what she's like when she gets to the shops. No, of course you don't know, do you? You haven't met her, have you? Now, look here. We really mustn't keep you any longer, Mr. Cromwell.
Not at all. There's still a lot I want to know. And the Ministry is most anxious for us to meet executives' wives whenever possible. He believes a successful marriage is often the key to successful administration.
No, you can't go in there. What's now, that? Please, wait out
here. Certainly I can go
in. Oh, too, look,
take
look,
your
help, help.
Where's my little
your
boy?
Little boy?
Where's
here
my baby?
Yes, your
oh,
baby.
Oh, I suddenly got worried. I shouldn't have left him here. Oh, there he is. My little boy. There. All right. Mummy's here.
Here she is. Well, we meet at last, Mrs. Hamilton Jones.
Oh.
Don't worry. Your husband's been looking after the baby splendidly.
My husband?
Yes, your husband. If you want that permit, keep quiet and look happy.
She's surprised, you see, Mr. Cromwell. Normally my secretary looks after the child.
What's going on?
Well, one of my colleagues, my dear. Mr. Cromwell. He so admired little Vladimir, he wanted to meet his mother.
And how do you do? I've been having a long chat with your husband.
My husband? That lazy, ignorant, drunken devil. Chatting with him, have you? Well, it's more than I ever do. I never see him.
What?
Yeah. You must forgive her, Mr. Cromwell. She's a bit on edge. Had a lot of worry lately.
I'll say I've had a lot of worry, thanks to you. Now, you see and send me the thing like you said.
Like I said.
Because I'm off now and I'm taking the child with
Goodbye.
Me.
Goodbye.
I'm on at the factory at six, you know.
On at the factory? Don't say that you actually have a part-time job, Mrs.
There's no part-time about it, mate. Shift work on the tea trolley.
Yes. It amuses her, you know, pin money.
Pin money, he says. Look, I live on what I earn. I have to. Oh, I don't get nothing from me old man.
Is this all true?
No. She rambles a bit, I'm afraid. I expect you're off now, my dear, aren't you? Yes. We've had our ups and downs, you know, Mr. Cromwell, but by and large, my wife and I get on pretty well.
Roland, what is going on here? Your secretary tried to stop me coming
yes,
in.
Yes, my goodness. It's Penelope, isn't it? Yes. I thought we were meeting at the station.
Well, after that extraordinary phone conversation, I thought I'd better see what was happening.
I see.
Besides, I want to be sure I get you home early today.
Yes. Home? Well, who is this lady, Mr. Hamilton Jones?
Just at the moment, I'm not too sure.
Who am I? I'm Mrs. Hamilton Jones.
But this lady is Mrs. Hamilton Jones.
I think you're all balmy.
Two wives and one child? This is very strange conduct for a ministry official.
Yes, you're quite right. I absolutely agree with you. But there's been a slight misunderstanding. Only this lady is my wife. The other one's just the mother of the child.
Good gracious. I must say that this is going to take a very forward view of this.
Better now, then you'll be a good boy.
I should like an explanation, Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Yes, so should I, too. For heaven's sake, come out from behind that filing cabinet and say something.
Anybody care for a cup of tea?
Damn it, man, is this bigamy or isn't it? What's going on here?
I'm afraid it's all rather involved, but I can assure you that only one of these ladies is Mr. Hamilton Jones's wife,
yes.
So to accuse him of bigamy is definitely an exaggeration.
Thank you, too. Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Hello, Roland.
Who? What? Mildred, what do you want?
Roland, that's no way to speak to your little wife.
What do you think you're doing?
Miss Adams said you had a friend to see.
What do we do now, too?
I'm not sure, but in the words of our application form, I think we're about to see an outbreak of fits, starts, screaming, and galloping panic.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch, with Diana Olson, Norma Ronald, Roy Dutrice, Patricia Hayes, Pat Coombs, and Joan Sanderson. The men from the ministry is written and produced by Edward Taylor.